Did you know this week is National Public Health Week? So we talk about it. We talk about it with those who are in the profession of public health and those, well, who are looking for that profession. So I have the best of both in the house on behalf of our own public health of Grand Valley State University, Brian Hartle. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And Samantha Radicke, you studying this occupation?
Yes, I am, Shelley. Thanks.
When do you graduate?
2018, in the summer, a year from now.
Yay, that'll fly by. Keep up the focus. Brian Hartle, what's happening in this world of public health?
Oh, wow, there's so much going on these days. I think the things you hear about in the news a lot, like Zika virus, you hear Zika virus a ton these days and trying to figure out how we're going to respond to that if we get these types of mosquitoes in Michigan. A lot of preparation for that. I think lead is big in the news these days. You hear about what happened in Flint, but right here in Grand Rapids, we see a lot of kids who are lead poisoned. In Grand Rapids, we actually saw an increase in 2016 of the percentage of kids who were lead poisoned. We always talk about infant mortality. That's a big deal here, and the disparities between whites and African Americans in losing their babies in the first year of life.
What's your role, Brian?
I'm an epidemiologist at the Kent County Health Department, so I do a lot of disease tracking and measure how health impacts populations here in Kent County.
And Samantha, why did you choose public health as your major?
Well, actually, I started in journalism and got to work in so many areas, cover so many stories, and do a lot in public health. And this was an area that I was immediately attracted to and wanted to do more and be on the opposite side, kind of be behind the scenes and doing the work rather than just talking about it.
So a question, both of you can jump in. This is National Public Health Week, so let's highlight what happens, if you would start here.
Yeah, sure. So with GVSU, we have a lot of events going on to promote public health, to educate people about public health and how they can really just lead healthier lives. We are offering some yoga classes to promote mindfulness and physical activity. We're also bringing in a speaker from the Mental Health Institute to talk about mental health issues. It's called Be Nice. And then We have a video showing about occupational health and how there are some dangers involved, and it's pretty interesting. It's going to be on Thursday. So,
is this all on campus, on Grand Valley's campus?
Yeah, both campuses at CHS up on Michigan and then out in Allendale.
Great. All this information found on a website?
I believe so. If you go to gvsu.edu and search public health, should be able to find our page and then search for all of our events. And we do have one more thing. This was kind of the big thing that we're leading. We're doing a menstrual hygiene product drive. And we're collecting tampons, pads, panty liners, menstrual hygiene cups to donate to the women who seek services at the Grand Rapids Red Project. So we're collecting all week, and we have boxes all over campus and at some community partners as well.
Great. Thank you for that reality check and that community service that that you are doing as you prepare certainly for your occupation and many that are in the throes. Why is public health important, Brian?
Well, basically public health is the collective actions that a community takes to ensure that people can be healthy. And I think public health is behind the scenes a lot, and I think that people only realize it when it breaks down. We ensure that people are eating safe foods when they go out to the restaurant. We ensure that people have healthy water to drink. We make sure that babies are healthy. You know, moms who are pregnant are prepared to raise that child, and the moms are healthy, you know, during their pregnancies, and then they have the appropriate means to take care of their children, you know, when they're born. So, I think it's so important that, you know, people can have faith that they live in a community that promotes health. We promote healthy living and active lifestyles to allow people to be confident. We take a lot for granted in this community that we have safe water and safe food. So, and that's all public health. Public health is always in the background helping to make that happen.
And it's important, obviously, for the college-age students to care about public health, Samantha?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it starts with us and kind of to pick up the slack after the generation before us has done such great work in. So, and it's something that isn't flashy. It's something that a lot of college kids might not be aware of or take for granted. Public health is something that everyone can take a closer look at.
Great. Talking about public health, this National Public Health Week kicks off today. We're talking with those in the thick of it, Brian Hurdle, on behalf of the Kent County Health Department. Are you a doctor? Are you a medical doctor?
No, I'm not. No, it's a master's of public health degree in epidemiology. Yes. Just like Samantha's doing, she's going to be.
We're all masters. Yes. And Samantha Radicke, again, studying public health with Grand Valley State University. Oh, boy. Other hot topics in the field of public health that we need to know about?
It's so broad. You know, public health kind of is throughout everything that we do. We talked about lead. We talked about infant mortality. But you know, there's also things like substance use. You hear about opioid addiction, opioid-related deaths, and then even legalization of marijuana. I think that's a big thing. You know, the state's moving to legalize marijuana. Like, how does that impact our youth? We do a lot of work with substance abuse prevention coalitions in town, especially around preventing the use of substances in youth. And that's a big thing that we talk about, is how is this policy or potential policy change going to impact youth substance use in our state?
Samantha, where do you start to, let's just say, get a job after you're over? Is this something that the sky's your limit, or you start thinking now?
Yeah. Well, that's what they tell us. The sky's the limit. But, I mean, it could be at a county health department like where Brian works, or with University Health and Wellness. It could be at a hospital doing occupational safety and health, or occupational hygiene. Really, it's so broad. It's childhood development. It's health education. Epidemiology, obviously, being on the front lines of preventing diseases. But so really, it seems like the sky is the limit. And right now, it's the world seems pretty big in public health.
That's cool. And you've got that journalism background. Who knows where that will take you. How are we celebrating National Public Health Week nationally? I mean, is this, are you following the lead from others?
So APHA has an initiative, and if you look to their website, they have many, many events. Their theme is to become the healthiest the healthiest nation in one generation. So that's pretty much the overall theme at the national level. And again, just a lot of resources at their website.
So, back to what we are doing here. Take me through again the steps.
So, here at Grand Valley, we're doing a menstrual hygiene product drive, collecting tampons, pads, menstrual hygiene cups for the Grand Rapids Red Project to distribute to women who seek their services. We're also hosting yoga classes for mindfulness and mental health, physical health, and then we're inviting a speaker from the Mental Health Foundation, to come to GVSU and talk about mental health, illness. It's called the Be Nice campaign.
Yes, National Public Health Week, celebrating right here in our own backyard. Again, Samantha Radicke, how do we find out more information about this?
Head to gvsu.edu, type in public health, and it'll bring you to our main page, and you can search all of our events there.
Great. Thanks to Dr. Rennell Brew for this reminder. Brian Hurdle, you back to study measurements, epidemiology. You're studying something on a lab.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all sorts of things that we do. You know, we track communicable disease outbreaks, whenever we get informed of a situation going on. Maybe someone got sick at a restaurant. We track reports of salmonella cases, E. coli cases, and we try to link those and diagnose larger community-wide issues that might be going on. So if there may be a contaminated food source that's coming into our community, or a restaurant is maybe not handling food properly, we know about that and work closely with our community partners to make sure that doesn't happen and we prevent further transmission of that infection.
Thanks for keeping us safe. How do we find out more about you?
You can go to accesskent.com. That's the county's website. You can just go and go under the link that says health, and we can find all sorts of information about what the county health department does.
Great. We continue our healthy headlines on a monthly basis thanks to those experts with Kent County Health Department. Brian Smith, thank you. Happy National Public Health Week.
Yes, thanks. Same to you.